Bonnie. Can I do that, JJ?
I think you will be Mustang Bonnie tomorrow.
I am. I'm going to be driving a Mustang Mach-E crossover electric vehicle up to Coffee with KFGO, Larimore Coffee Shop. We'll be there from 6 to 10 tomorrow morning. We hope that you guys will stop in and hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the reason I get to drive this is because Ward Cater, our sponsor, Vision Ford in Wahpeton, is allowing me to take control of this crossover. Are you sure about this, Ward?
The word control worries me a little bit, but I know you'll be driving it.
Yeah, safely.
We've been looking at this thing in our parking lot, and I think more people have spent time in the parking lot checking out this Mustang than any other vehicle we've ever had at KFGO.
You know, it's really fun. As we were kind of talking earlier, it still looks like a car of today, but it's definitely a car of the future. I mean, it's exciting and fun.
How far off do you think we are, Ward, from seeing pretty much all electric vehicles if we ever get to that point, or a good majority, I guess?
Yeah, we're moving there much quicker than we all realize. Some states such as California are mandating it. Oh. So as soon as 2035, that's a reality there. They won't sell anything that's not electrified. So electrified is a little bit different than 100% electric, meaning a BEV vehicle. But it's moving fast. It's moving really fast. Even in our world, their target is 40% electrified by 2025.
That's not far off.
That's just only a few years. So it's moving quick. It's a reality. There's no going back at this point.
Now, let's maybe, clarify or dispel this. When I had first brought up that I'm going to be driving this Mustang Mach-E crossover electric vehicle to Larimore, somebody's like, better make sure you plug it in once you get up there. Okay, is that how far on a charge do these vehicles go, Ward?
So there's certainly a range. The particular one you're driving has about 270 miles. Now, the range is contingent, I guess, on anything like a gas engine, too. The difference is in what makes it fun and easy is when you turn an electric vehicle on, it runs. So people have questions about during the winter. Again, electric vehicle, you push the button, you're not going to hear anything. It will run. Our gas engines, we have to hope they'll start when it's 25, 30 below. We have to let them warm up. We have to go through all these other emotions. So the electric vehicle is really bringing on a new state of mind, if you will.
Ward, let me ask you about your customers. Mm-hmm. Are they coming in and are they asking about electric vehicles?
You know, they really are, especially since we got this in. So this is one we're going to hang on to for at least 4 months. I'm not going to sell it. We're going to keep it. We're going to drive it. We're going to let people drive it that stop by at any time. There's a lot of questions. And the more people that drive it, the more excitement there is, the more it drives other people to come in and take it for a drive and look at it.
Electric vehicles are the future. Are you able to order this from Vision Ford in Wahpeton? Can somebody come in and say, psh, I love this sweet ride. I want to order it?
Sure can. Absolutely. It is available. This is the first one. If we don't have it to show it, it's hard to sell it just because it's such an unknown. So we've just decided to hang on to this one for roughly 4 months into the summer, and we'll just see how it goes. But it's so important to have people drive it and sit in it and just look at it.
Well, and you know what's amazing to me is you walk up to it and it doesn't look like the bubble car of the future that we all thought the electric vehicle was going to be. It looks exactly how you'd picture any other, fossil fuel vehicle. But the difference is that if they could see it up on the rack, if they could see, you know, what's going on inside, they'd realize there's so much technology in this car. We have come that distance to the point of where this can be your everyday vehicle.
You know, so that's a great comment. And a lot of times it comes with a question, too. The technology sometimes scares people, makes them uncomfortable. What is really interesting is I believe it's somewhere around 40% fewer parts go into this vehicle.
Wow.
So the assembly of the vehicle is dramatically accelerated when it comes from the plant. So they can build them faster. We can get them faster. When you as the consumer, the owner have it, there is a great reduction in potential issues because there's fewer parts. There's no transmission. There's no fluids to change.
And you're not, no fluids. So you're not talking oil, brake fluids, and not gas. How much is this saving you a year? $1,000, $2,000, $3,000? Any idea on that?
Well, actually, I was trying to look at that earlier, and they show an average of $14,000 over the ownership per year because everything from maintenance to fuel, obviously, and that's a little bit of a moving target for all of us. But just the repairs, there just aren't going to be as many items that can potentially fail on an electric vehicle.
Okay, so we've had a chance to talk about this. You can check it out in Larimore tomorrow, or you can watch Bonnie go by. Just wait in the interstate and wave. But if someone's really interested in this and they say, gosh, this sounds like amazing, I want to be a part of this. You guys are also hiring right now, too. You're looking for some new faces.
You know what, JJ? We came up with something that I've never personally seen before. I'm excited. The team is excited about it. I offered it to all of my current employees, too. And we are. We're doing as much as we can to make it really attractive to get with us. Once you're with us, you're going to love being with the team.
I walked in the studio a couple of mornings ago, and I heard your ad playing, and I'm like, what? You're going to pay our health insurance, and you're going to give a vehicle allowance? Tell our listeners what you're offering, Ward.
Yes. So I pay 100% of your health care on a monthly basis, obviously. And then as of last week, I'm offering you up to $500 every month, as long as you work for me. Towards the vehicle of your choice. So a new Ford, new Lincoln, it doesn't matter. I'll pay the first $500. So if you want to drive a brand new Navigator, I've got the first $500 every month for you. If
you want to drive an application handy? Because I'll fill it out right now. That
you can
sounds
do your
great.
Show while you're driving around in your car.
Like I said, you caught my ear, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? So what's the best way to, I guess, apply for a job at Vision Ford?
Yeah, obviously you can certainly stop by, and we would love that. Otherwise, you can go to drivewithvisionjobs.com, drivewithvisionjobs.com. And it's real easy. You can see what's out there, but we would love you to come down and see us. It's roughly 35 minutes from Fargo, 25 minutes from Fergus. I mean, really, we're within a half hour of a lot of communities, so it's worth the drive to see what's there.
And if they want to chat cars or anything else, you will be in Larimore at the coffee shop for Coffee with KFGO tomorrow from 6 to 10 a.m. as well. They can stop in and chat with you about vehicles?
Absolutely. We'll be there, and you'll have the car there for us.
Well, thank you for being the fine sponsor of Coffee with KFGO, Ward.
Thank you. I love it every month.
Somebody's wondering if you're going to let me do a smoky burnout tomorrow.
Only if we can get on video.
What happens in Larimore stays in Larimore. All right, Ward, thank you. We look forward to visiting with you tomorrow. Yes, the fine sponsor of Coffee with KFGO, and he also makes a very nice donation to a charity of choice for the town that is selected. So if you want us to come to your town for Coffee with KFGO, we have to know who you are. Make sure you nominate. Go to KFGO.com. Look for that coffee cup midway down the page. Fill out the nomination form. We could be coming to your town next.